to our North Salt Lake Parks and Arts Advisory Board, Tuesday, June 26, 2018. We will start with our events update. So the Golden Spoke ride was June 2nd, and Sally, were you there?
No.
Were you there, David?
No.
Okay, well, I was there. It was great. I wasn't there the whole time, so I don't know who else was there, but it went really well. I don't know if this is going to be something that is repeated. Do you know that,
no,
Ryan?
It's not.
That was a one-time dedication of the bridge event.
It went well, and I don't think it was super well attended, but sufficiently well attended, and that's fine. Okay, David, do you want to tell us about Laurel Park?
Went really well. I liked it. I was estimating at least 200.
At least, I would say maybe closer to 3.
I don't know. We went through a lot of hot dogs. The balloons went okay. Stupid wind picked up 10 minutes before we started. No, it's good.
We blew up 300 balloons and tied them to pieces of candy, and then they were spread out all across the grass, but the wind was blowing some of them away and some of them tying up together. But they were really appreciative. Thank you for all of that work organizing that.
I think it looked good. It went well, so I was happy with it from my RNs.
Thank you. All right, 5K.
Okay.
Awesome.
So 5K, timing, Ryan, thank you.
Again, I apologize. I'm sure there's like 50 unresponded emails. Life's been a little crazy right now, but we're getting it there.
Okay, thank you. But no, like I said, thank you for taking care of that because he's done it before, he's done it so many years in the past, and he's also the one who's measured the course, so he knows the course. Registration, like we were saying just a little bit ago, right now we are at 75 online, and it's actually ramped up to like double digits in like the last couple of days, so by following past years, we'll probably still continue through Thursday, and it closes online at Thursday at noon, and then it closes here at noon as well. And I don't know if there's been any walk-ins for folks doing it here or not, but I was going to go ahead and stop by on Thursday on my way home from work and see if there were any here. The walk-ins are generally not very many. To recap, so Demetria will mark the course. And then we're going to have the police, and are they going to be there to correct? Because they've always been there to help do traffic and everything.
I assume. I actually haven't even spoken to them about it. We set the course up, and then they usually just show up. So.
Okay. And
Jerry Steiner is doing the pace car?
Yes.
Great. They're still planning on that.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
Do you have a route or a map to give the driver? It's somebody new, and she said she's a little nervous about where to.
Yes.
Or even if you just wrote down the instructions, like turn left here, turn right here.
There's a route map that I can.
I can actually forward it to you right now.
Yep. Okay, great. And I'll forward that on to them then. So that you don't need to worry about that.
Okay, thank you.
Check it off.
Yeah.
And then the music. Did we purchase the system right so that we can get that? Do we have that?
No, we have a PA.
We have a PA.
Okay.
The music has not been sorted out.
I met on the music.
Oh, great.
And I can do an update at the city council update for that.
Okay.
But we don't have music yet, and that's our update.
Okay. Okay. And then flags at the start area, we generally do about 30, and I think that's been taken care of. Linda ordered the shirts, and what we've done is there the same shirts for everybody this year because we've got a couple of different events that we're folding up into the one. And did you get a chance to get in touch with Wasatch Running?
I emailed them again to double check, and I didn't hear anything back, so
okay.
I'll follow up and connect with that.
Because I'll pick those up then once that's ready. Then we've got the medals and the ribbons for the finisher medals, and we've got a couple of different award medals. We did medals for the kids. So these are they. So these are the medals, and I'll pass them around. These are the medals for the 5K.
Nice.
Thank you. So,
and then these are the medals for the kids.
That looks cool.
So the kids are going to have their own little medal, and it will say on the back of it.
So cool.
Or something like
that. That's cute. That's cool.
So because last year when we had the extras and we passed them out, the kids were just,
they loved it.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting a medal for this? So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Who's the best medal?
So all the finishers get a participation medal.
Oh, that's awesome.
So all the 5K finishers get one. We've had a few dogs who've run the course with their owners, and they want to. And then the kids who are in the strollers with their parents, we do that for the kids as well. You just, I mean, we'll generally have, you know,
that's
more
weird.
Than enough. So, you know, helping to, you know, have people, you know, feel involved and enjoying the festivities
awesome.
And the fun of it. And then all the kids that run the 5K. And we've had, in the years that I've been here, I don't think, so all the kids that start, they all finish, whether or not they're walking, you know, like the last half of it or through the last part of it, and they're starting to get a little tired, but all the kids have finished. So we have the encouragement too, so. But yeah, so that's always fun. And then, so then I've got a few raffle tickets, and did you get a chance to get to the Eagle Ridge? Excuse me, Eagle Ridge Golf?
No.
Okay.
Did you want me to do that?
Yeah, I can ask. I can just get you the information for that.
Sure.
Because we've, in the past they've done like the 9-hole
great.
Golf certificates for that.
That's
yeah.
what I've won every year. I won that like 3 years in a row.
Do you go?
My husband does. I don't.
So,
do you know about how many?
They usually make the call on how many they're going to do.
Okay.
And then what I'll do is I'll double them up in an envelope.
Great.
So it's two
people. Yeah, great. I will do that.
And then I've got a few different raffle prizes. I've got one, the grand raffle prize that we'll do at the. So usually what we've done is we've had everything on the table, and you get your raffle note. If you win, you go up and you get to pick. But we'll have one that will be set aside, and that will be the last one, the last one that we draw. And that one, it's a. Picnic set, full picnic set in a backpack.
Cool.
So that'll be a fun one, I hope. And then, did you get a chance to talk to the mayor about doing the announcing?
He's going to be gone.
Okay.
He believes he was for sure gone at Laurel Park. He thinks he might be gone on the. Okay, but if not, so I can announce for him, or we can have someone else announce. Or he'll be there, so
okay.
I'm going to re-verify.
Okay. All right. So either one of the two of you.
Yes. What time do you want him there? Like 6:30? 6?
Well, he usually shows up a little bit before the race starts. The race starts at 7, and then he'll show up a little bit beforehand, and he mingles with, you know, the folks and talks to people, and then we try to start getting people over towards the finish line, to start line. At a few minutes, like 10 minutes to 7 or so.
Okay.
So that we can get everybody over there and then lined up, and then we can start as close to 7 as we can. Because we like to start on time.
I'll send you a note and you verify just exactly who it's going to be.
Okay, thank you. And then, so we had talked last time about having the YCC doing the water stop, and then also they're going to be at 4, so hopefully have enough, because we don't have our regular snack table group that has done it in the past. So we were thinking that if we could get the YCC, split them up into a couple different groups. Do you know how many they're going to be?
He said they'll be there in force. That in force is his words. So I'm guessing like 20.
Okay.
The YCC mayor and I think it's city manager are both going to be here at 6:30.
Okay.
So we can reconfirm.
Okay. Oh, great.
Oh,
okay.
Perfect. Perfect.
This is also the new group that has just transitioned over, so
mm-hmm.
I think this is will be their, I think, their first event, so I think
it
they're
is.
Pretty eager.
They just got
excited
new leadership.
To be there. Yeah.
Perfect. And then we've got there's the registration table, and Sally, I know that in the past you've signed that and done that, and what's the gal's name who does the money box?
Stacy Steckler, and she'll be there too.
And I will be
and
there.
And probably Janice will be there. I would imagine she usually is.
Yeah, we didn't meet today, but I'm sure she'll be there again.
Do you need a table for the post-race snacks? Are you going to put them up on the tables that are there?
There are three rows.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three rows of tables already there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to, we'll use the first row, half of it or so, will be for the registration. And then, I was thinking that we could do the last half or last quarter of the back one for the snacks.
Great.
So, and then the snacks that we were thinking of, so obviously lots of water. Oh, Does anybody have coolers or ice chests that you can bring, or does the city have any?
We can provide those.
Okay, thank you.
Just a couple big ones?
Yeah, just a couple big ones.
With ice?
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough? I have some too, if you need more. How many do you need? Or you have plenty?
We have two. We have
okay,
a pretty big.
Okay, great.
And then what we'll do is we'll put one at the end, at the finish line area, and then one over by the snack area. And then folks can just grab the little half-size bottles as they come off the course. And then we were going to juice, bananas, granola bars, and then we'll get the cups for the water stop. And let's see. Oh, then our biggie is... to make sure that the restrooms are open in time for the volunteers at 5. What time does the camp open, do you know?
We're there. So.
Okay. All right, so I'll track you
just
down.
Just like last year.
Yeah.
Just we're outside of the course, so.
Okay. Yeah, because... Okay. And let's see, I think that's all that's there. I think that was everything. So, as far as having folks there and around, if they are going to have that many, cleaning, yes. The what is that called? The area with the tables and the cover, the pavilion. Could we make sure that it gets cleaned like Thursday or Friday? Because he was over there yesterday and it needs to be cleaned.
It gets cleaned every single day. Times.
Oh,
it does.
Yeah.
It's done.
People are gross.
Oh.
This would be break.
Okay. I think you missed the week I brought pictures, but.
Yeah. I think I can.
They clean after every group that comes and reserves.
Twice a day.
But by the time that 2 hours for the next group, they're filthy.
I mean, I do know that we were there at one for one event, and we got there, and it was. Yeah, I'm sure you probably.
This ironically came up in council meeting last week because it's just a nonstop, ongoing thing for us. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Sorry.
No, we'll do our best,
yeah.
But they come in.
Yeah. Okay. I understand.
And Friday nights are bad.
Yeah.
Okay. That is really unfortunate.
What day were you there?
He went yesterday.
On Monday.
Just last night.
After about 4:30 or so, I was surprised how many people there.
Yeah.
Must have been 75, 100 people.
Yeah,
it's always packed.
It's always packed. Oh my god.
Yeah, it really is.
They hang out.
Yeah.
Set up tents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Literally. It turns into a shanty town.
Yeah.
Wow. David, how much work is the one up at Wildrose Park?
Every day.
That one gets cleaned every day too?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, good job, guys.
You got me into that
city.
Only
we had clean residents all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And visitors.
We have one that
works for us. That's all he does is clean those bathrooms.
Awesome.
And goes back and cleans them and back.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez. He back quit the other day because there was one that was so bad.
So any of you that are going to be there for volunteering... If you can be there by 5, that would be very helpful to help get everything all set up. And then the day of registration will start at 6. And then the race is at 7. And then the little 1K for the kids is at 8. So I hope I have enough finisher medals.
How many do you have?
Got 205K and 60 coupons.
Do you want me to post about it on our neighborhood page?
Sure.
Okay.
What's the course for the
kids?
Yeah.
So if you're looking at the pavilion, there's the big open grass area that's out there, and they just run around it. So we have the one person at the start finish line, and then we have 3 other people at the corners. So they go to the person and around it, so they're
awesome.
Not shortcutting.
Great. Just go around the
yeah, just go around the
That's
yep.
great.
And, you know, and the people that are out there, they're cheering and going, it's like, yeah, come on, great.
Yeah,
you know,
my kid, just give them some exercise.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah. There's one little boy that's done it a couple of years in a row. He is a little speed demon. He is, and he has so much fun. But, go ahead.
Before I forget.
Yes.
There is no dogs allowed at that park, so
correct.
I don't know if you said people ran with dogs, hey, that's
right.
Cool, as long as they don't
yes.
run in the park.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
Just as long as people know that. I don't know if that's, again, something worth posting, if we have a site, Facebook page.
Is there a sign out there?
Yes,
there
is,
so
at the park.
There's
yeah.
about
mm-hmm.
20.
Oh, is there? Okay, don't count it lately. Because,
okay, good.
Yep.
But
I think we've only had a couple, you know, we've had a couple of dogs today, so, but yeah.
Just
you had a problem today?
Oh, me.
Okay.
So,
this
was supposed to be, go ahead.
I just remember your comments from our last meeting about our advertising.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite hit those marks you were identifying.
No. Yeah. Pastels are very, very hard to read from far away. So
it's very text intensive.
Okay.
In fact,
yes, it is
just
highly
for your information for everyone. Ryan and I collaborated and decided to pay for a Facebook ad for this event, and it ran for the last 10 days. Did any of you see it come up in your Facebook feeds? I don't know if it did. So for 10 days it ran. It cost.
Was it just for the run?
Uh-huh, it was just for the run.
Really?
Uh-huh. And it was a video or a photo montage. There were 4 or 5 pictures that just would cycle through. So 1,400 people saw it, and 21 people clicked on the link to go to the registration because the link would go straight to the registration. Do you feel like you would have seen that bump, or do you feel like you're seeing the same numbers?
No, that could have been part of the bump.
Okay. We were trying to test it out to see if this is worth it for us. And I'm not sure it's worth it for the Festival of Speed because your attendance is about as much as you can manage.
Yeah.
We might choose to do that for Second Sunday
right.
concerts and maybe for the reading event as well and the Halloween event. Those can all increase in numbers.
How much was it?
Like $25?
It's $25. And we could do as much as we want. And it ended, so we're not doing any additional advertising. It ended yesterday. And so
I think for the cost of printing $25 with the flyers and driving around.
Or these posters, when we buy them, they're
$20
each.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think what I would like to have happen is to maybe take this top piece and do some big banners that go around the city every year, just like you have for your car show, which I love.
Right next to or in the same area as the Festival of Speed, there's the Liberty Festival.
Yes, I saw that.
Right. So
it
was
looks
the 5K,
great.
The Festival of Speed, and the 4th of July.
They're
wonderful.
Is there more than one of those? Do you know how many there are? How many
there,
are there?
I know at least two of them.
Two you've seen?
There's one at the exit of I-15 at 2600, and there's another one right at the 89 near the gas station as you enter North Salt Lake. From the south.
How many do you have for your event?
I have 9 in the city. I've got 3 in Bountiful.
Cool.
The ones in Bountiful are my friend on the city council over there put them up. They're all attached to chain link fences, so you don't see them like this. You go past them like this. So it's not, one's in a circle, one's in a
roundabout.
So people can see that one much better. The other two are. What's on?
Just as an FYI with these two, I mean, I think they're pretty effective. We take in time to go, like, you know how long it takes to set them up still.
Yeah.
So we are looking, Linda and I have been kind of looking at maybe figuring out some way. Electronic signs are expensive, but even maybe doing like just some brick, like standing picture frames essentially where we can go stick them up.
Oh, that would
because
be cool.
It's another thing that we end up spending a day on just to go go do these banners all the time. So
I have to go take them all down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I mean, long maybe the electric sign.
It's a lot easier
taking
frame.
Yeah.
But
I think it would be
worth
it.
Yeah.
If you're standing inside of a store, you have time to look at it and read it. But otherwise, you don't have all that time.
Yeah. I agree.
Plus,
actually,
I should just leave the
events because we have
all other types of information.
I think that covers it. I think so. I think we're good. I think it's going to, hopefully it'll be a good event.
It is going to be a great event. It already is. 75 people is enough to be a success. Even if all we do is stop right now and run the event, it's already a win. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Festival of Speed. Do you want to introduce your guest?
Yeah, this is Alan Simonson.
Hi, Alan. It's good to see you. Yes. I met you last year. I probably don't remember.
Right. Yes, I did.
Oh, by the way, is the fellow you brought last year, is he going to come?
No.
Darn. Okay.
Oh, back to the festival speed? Or
Yeah. Is he going to come?
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right. At any rate, Alan's here because he needs to meet you all. He's the second, he's my right-hand man in all this. And there's an excellent chance that I won't be here for this next year. So I'll miss a year of it. And Alan is going to have to work on it. So the reason he signed up for applying to serve a mission for the LDS Church. So we don't know where we'll end up. Right now, the bets are we'll end up in Africa.
Mm.
But I don't know. At any rate, next year, if I'm not around, Alan will be the one that's getting in touch with you. And he'll need a lot of help. He's really good at David Franson up there in the end. He runs the
Public
City Public Works.
Okay.
His right-hand guy is John Rueckert. John Rueckert, or that'll have to introduce you to him, too. But to get down, so I need to talk to John about the number of orange candlesticks, where he's going to put porta-johns.
We've got maps, everything laid out.
We've got all that already? Yeah. If you're comfortable with all that.
Unless anything's changed.
I would like to see that. So if you have a map that you could send to me by email, that would be terrific. Or any of those things.
So toilets and...
Yeah, porta-johns, garbage cans. You're going to have the road closure signs again. I've already made up the certificates of recognition. They look really good. Change them every year just a little bit. It's got the Roman numeral VIII on it. I got one out like this. I should have brought it started like this. I showed it to my kids tonight. I got a whole bunch of kids in there from Okinawa and everywhere. We have a house full. They were like this, and then they all said, "Oh, that's really cool. Oh, that gold thing there is really cool." Anyway, so they're made up, and the mayor has signed them. I've got 9 food vendors lined up. 5 of them are for desserts. 4 are meal vendors. The youth committee, the youth council, is going to sell water. It's pretty well the same kinds of things that we've done in the past, and just try to fine tune it a little bit. Facebook has been more effective than an email list. Facebook's been, there's a lot of conversation back and forth with it. We're now over 400 likes.
Come
Facebook.
On in.
Thank
you. Come
Facebook.
Sit here.
Perfect, thanks.
Facebook is now interested in us. Oh, you can do this with your business. Would you like to join a survey for your business? Then they come a business. But anyway, Facebook works really well.
Do you have another agenda?
Yes, cool.
Okay,
sorry.
Oh, you mean that? I have had real difficulty. I've had no success getting in touch with Dan Checkins. I wanted to work with him in getting the parasailer guys to come and fly into our thing. I've sent him.
Do you have the right
text?
He's quick.
Is he?
Yeah.
He always has been with me too.
What is his phone number?
You know what? I'll send you everything with email tomorrow.
I've had nothing. I had email address.
What was his?
Because he changed.
Dan Checkins.
He changed his work.
Oh, he changed.
And
well,
so
then I would explain it. So I just can't get to him. So Sally, you'll send that to me.
Right now, I'll make a note.
He's got them coming on the 3rd.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, and I wanted to see if he could line that up for the 2nd also. And just haven't had any success. Let's see, anything else?
This is our youth council.
Hey.
Gavin?
Oh. Yep.
Your new mayor?
I'm the mayor.
Congratulations.
Yep. Thank you.
So Bruce is in charge of the car show.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for youth council about when they should be there, what they should do?
Do you know when you're...
We don't know when we need to be there, so...
Be there by 6.
6, okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Right at 6 o'clock, maybe even a little earlier, Brad may allow us to go on to the grounds.
Okay.
And then you can go in and set up tables and everything, and people will have water available.
Okay.
There are going to be people there for come 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they're going to be, they may be thirsty.
Okay.
So. Do you know if you're selling cars, little cars, matchbox cars?
Okay. You'll have to ask James on that one.
I asked him, and he said he wasn't sure either. So.
Okay.
At this point, it's probably no.
Yeah.
I asked him.
This is very true.
So that's fine.
Okay. Tell me, let's see, you're Gavin?
Yep. I'm the youth mayor.
Yeah. How do I get in touch with you? You must have a telephone.
Yeah. 385-202-4488.
Okay. Got it.
Perfect.
Enough. Tobin.
Yep.
Anybody here, we can always use people to help in the parking, to help people guide people in the parking, and to keep, there are certain passages we want to keep open, and they have to be kept open, because there are people that just come in, oh, here's a great spot, park right in there, you know, and then there's just no free passage through the crowd of cars, so we always need people to kind of police that as. In 1889, there was the mad rush into the land rush into Oklahoma. We get that every year.
Is Tiffany coming to help park cars this year?
Wait, pardon?
Is Tiffany coming to help
yes.
park cars?
Yes, yeah, she's coming.
Great.
She's, yeah. The drone shots, the video from the drone shots is really good at finding out where the cars are parked and where there's extra space, where it goes, like, and this is really jammed up. So that's a very useful thing to see.
Who runs that?
Well, the city hired a guy last year, and
very
I don't know
cool.
whether
Did
that's
that?
Going to happen.
That's really cool.
So I don't know if any, I don't know, Manuel, at least he's going to help, and Naomi's going to help. I don't know, Manuel, if you have time.
Yeah, what time are you wanting everyone to be there then?
I'm going to hold a meeting on Saturday at 9 o'clock at my house. And that's kind of a coordinated meeting. And then on Monday night, on the 2nd, everybody needs to be there by probably by 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And then at 6, that's when it all opens. At about 6:45, it all slows down and it's just suddenly peaceful because almost everybody is situated.
That's when your wife and kids should come up and walk around. It's really cool.
Yeah. And then, and people begin to show up.
And then largely you don't need much from the volunteers after that.
Right.
So then you can walk around with your family.
There are, we need people at both ends. I know Pat Clark will do the north end. The fellow that did the south end last year was refused to come again. He was frustrated for whatever reason. And so we'll probably need some people to, you know, if you sit there for 45 minutes, you want to be there for 2 hours. That's too long. And then by 8 o'clock, nobody's coming in anymore. And so then it doesn't really need to have anybody there. But there's just a lot of activity. People start running up at 4, parking cars, making big lines. And so it's a little tricky helping people to try to make it efficient and smooth and organized. That's really hard. Okay. Well, I can be in touch with you.
Yeah,
I'll get in touch with you. So. Great. That's all I have. Any questions?
Thank you. I'm really excited. It's a great event.
We'll see how it goes. Never know.
Okay. I want to also mention, while you're here, Gavin, and you also must be from the Youth Council.
Yeah,
so
I'm Annabel.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Welcome.
And city manager?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
city
manager. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, for Saturday, Youth Council will also be helping with the 5K.
Yep.
Yes.
And do you want to give instructions?
Yeah, actually, first, the question that I have most is, do you know about how many folks are going to be there with the group?
We guessed 20.
That's probably about right.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Okay. So with 20, that's going to be really good. So we're going to actually, if everybody could meet at the pavilion, and for all volunteers, I'm trying to get everybody there at around 5.
Do you think the youth need to be there at 5 too?
If they can get there at around between like 5:30, because if it would be nice to have them there before the registration opens, because once registration opens, then it becomes a, it's very chaotic for me, so, because I'm running around trying to help people, you know,
I can,
find where
I can be in charge of delegating that.
Okay. They'll be doing, there's the water stop that's halfway through the race point, so there's, some of you will be there. There's a snack table that will be at the end, and there may be some folks, too, that before the race, that they'll want a small little snack before the race. And then also our timer has always needed assistance with having folks to spot as people come through so that people are tagged at the right position in the race. If you guys want to run, let me, you know, then obviously you're going to be running and not helping, but that's fine. That would be wonderful. So as far as those, I think those were all of the duties that I had for. Yes.
Do we need a vehicle or something to get the water station stuff set up over there, or?
I was actually just wondering that. I think we set it up, but I can't remember, to be honest with you, if we set the tables up or not.
Because that was one thing that I missed on my notes here too.
I can find out.
The location, it was like right in front of Matt's house. So I don't know if
he go out and just set it up?
Yeah, if he was the one who went out and set it up. And
I think we dropped tables off.
Or if you guys dropped tables or.
I can't remember. That was a year ago. I can't remember after breakfast.
Is it at the. Where on the route are you?
It's
kind
about
of
halfway.
I don't know, it's so small. Starting up here and they're running down.
Can I confirm with you? Because you know that term.
I don't remember where the water was.
It was on.
Isn't it right here? Because
it's right before
a left hand turn.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that it's right around in here because there are so many people that they come and they miss the turn, they go straight. So one of the other things too with the folks that are going to be at the water stop, you need to be letting the folks know which
direction
to
go.
Yes, direct them to turn.
That makes sense because this is Matt's house right there.
Yeah. So,
right there makes sense.
Yep.
Because one option is that like if you were going to set them up, I could instead of coming down to volunteer over here, I could volunteer at the water stop. But it sounded like Matt usually was the water stop person. It was close to his house, and
right.
I could fill that
so
role that helps kind of.
I think that's where they got the water.
I think the
youth
council advisors were at the water station.
Oh.
I don't think Matt was there.
Yeah, I think James was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
so
the advisors.
We'll let James do that
because
I'll come down. Like, Mayor confirmed with me that he's not going to make it. So
okay.
I'll do your announcement.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
And then are we going to have volunteer shirts or should we just wear our youth and council shirts?
So if you show up at the pavilion, then we'll give you. You're actually. So. There's three events that are being combined this year. It's the 5K, the car show, and then the 4th of July. And they're calling the whole event Liberty Fest.
Yep.
There's going to be the same shirt for all of the functions.
Okay.
So show up at the pavilion, and then you can grab your shirt there for your volunteer shirt. And it's they're all the same for the runners and for the volunteers and everything else like that.
Okay. And then what time was that again that we need to be at the pavilion?
If you could be there by 5:30, it would be very helpful so that we can kind of make sure that everything is.
And do we all have to be there at 5:30? Can just three or four of us be there, and then we
I
can
think
delegate
probably
now.
That. And if
that
you and I can connect
sense.
Before, like right around 5:30, and you just tell me here's all the stuff, you can take that off your list, and I will get them all where they need to go, and
okay. It
can all be done.
Okay.
So I would say maybe if you two and a couple could
and
be there at 5:30,
we'll
and
the
rest
executive
of them,
committee meeting.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
And maybe have the rest come at like
6:30.
Okay. That would be fine because
okay.
They're just there to do the work.
Okay,
I like that.
Sorry. Oh, is there a microphone? Or for the starter for announcing?
I actually think we do have a microphone.
I know that we've had one in the past. And I thought it was the city's.
Okay, I wanted
to. We should
to
own a megaphone if we don't have one.
I think we
we'll buy it before June
30th.
Yeah,
I know. If we can get it on that budget, that'd be great.
So you'll check, see
no,
if we
buy
have
buy it on July 1st.
That's what you say. I say buy it on June.
Okay, I wanted to put on the agenda a new event that's happening in Foxborough, a farmer's market. A citizen just wanted to have a farmer's market, and she met with the city. I'm imagining she met with Ken.
She did.
And then organized, and it's running every Wednesdays at Legacy Park, so come and check it out. I think it's really cool. I would love to have her maybe connected to this group in some way, but I don't want to take over or take on the farmer's market, so I'm going
to
let her ride that out for a while.
I think we're kind of filling the situation out, too.
Yeah.
I always come across as a negative guy because I always point out the bad things about this kind of stuff. But no, I think it's a cool event. I think it's cool. I hope it continues. There's definitely some kinks that you worked out with it. So,
yeah.
Because there was a lot of people there. And
really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great. I heard there
was pretty low.
Great turnout. Yeah.
No, it was very busy for a while.
Oh, that's
good.
Cool.
And I think the difference may be that vendors were, you know, always hoping for more customers, and so they're like, "Oh, it's running slow." But I mean, there were three rows of vendors out in the field.
So maybe there were too many vendors.
Plus the all the food carts and the other things out on the sidewalk. So like from a customer standpoint, like as a like showing up participant, it was like awesome.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even get through every station before it closed.
Yeah.
So it's like 6 o'clock, they were partying at the church and walking.
Yeah, I did see it was really cold.
I think the first week, though, she had it, like, free for vendors, and she's going to start charging them now, so I wonder if maybe the vendors are going to cut back after that first week.
Yeah.
So that might
she
help a little bit.
Charging, so
maybe. I don't know. Don't.
Okay. Don't quote it yet.
Yeah. That's just what I think I heard.
Well, I wanted that to be on the radar of the rest of the group. Just know that it's happening, and potentially that might be something that we're at least aware of. But again, I don't want to take that on as our assignment.
So just to add to it, I was surprised. I guess they started at 4
yeah.
and went till 8.
Yeah.
And I thought it was more like starting at 6, and I thought it was more like 6 or 7 to 9 or something. But it like started way early.
Yeah,
and so that was a lot of feedback I heard from the vendors as I talked to them. They're like, it was really, really dead for like the first hour and a half. Like, well, nobody's off of work yet. Like, you're not there. But they said at 6 or so, it really picked up.
Okay. All right, South Davis Recreation Partnership venue options. So we touched on this last time, but we would like... Well, do you want to talk about that? Because you've already started working on this.
Well, we've been speaking with them because they need fields. We're getting overwhelmed with field requests right now with just everything. We've actually been communicating with them, with Utah Athletic Center, with a couple of different things to maybe get some of these events. Because I know citizens would like to have some of these basketball leagues, volleyball leagues, soccer, that stuff here. So we've been in communication. I know they just got a new director, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to open that up with them a little bit. We would like to use our facilities, let them use them. But again, truthfully, a lot of like Hatch Park's basically booked with baseball most of the year.
What about the volleyball? I know they're private, their own private league.
We talked to them.
What have they said?
Club B. They're interested. I mean,
okay.
It's just a matter of...
The sand volleyball that is on Redwood Road, is that a North Salt Lake address?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yes. Yep. I haven't spoke to them. I know they're a little bit different in the way they're set up. I don't know. I'm not saying they're unwilling to be involved with something. But.
Do you want us to take on any of that, or do you just carry on with what's happening?
I hadn't gotten to that point with them. I think South Davis really kind of, they were supposed to get back to with what programs they'd be interested in. Frankly, I'm kind of worried because we don't have a lot of venues.
Yeah.
And now we've got U Conference football that wants to take over. They're going to take over Legacy in the fall. They're going to use 3 fields up. It's good. It's kind of bad. It's going to overrun that part. But, you know. So that pushed soccer. We got soccer that's going to be moving up to Tunnel Springs now, and then baseball and football that's going on at Hatch. So basically, our 3 big facilities gone now.
Okay.
So I really don't know where else, facility-wise, we can even hook up with them right now, to be honest.
So they contacted me, and what we had talked about is that I would come to this group and come up with a list of venues, like this is what we might be able to use, and then they would see what they could fit into that. But it sounds like maybe volleyball, and that's probably...
They've already been communicating with them as well.
Okay. I will follow up with them and tell them this is what we came up with, and I know you're already talking to them, so you take it from there.
The only other option is if you're going to deal with schools and try to get them, like, junior jazz in schools, but I think that they've already done a lot of that.
I think when they talked to me, they were thinking of more park space to run rec.
Yeah, he wanted fields when I talked to him.
But not like not court, not leagues, like rec classes, so they could go there and teach like an arts and crafts class at Tunnel Springs or something like that.
Well, and then thinking about it, like if we're gonna do that, like Foxborough Park might be a great option because it has a big open field, you know, a
the
playground
pavilion.
And a pavilion, but not a field that can really be utilized for a league play because
yeah.
it's not designed that way. So like that might be a good one because it has a parking lot, it has a big open field and a pavilion, and that might be good. And then I would add Wild Rose Park to if they're thinking like teaching a class
yeah.
or something, that might be well because there's an amphitheater, a pavilion, and a field. I mean, sort of a field by the amphitheater and a parking lot, but it's definitely not a league play or rec site, right?
Right.
But for a class or a demonstration or something, both of those would be great. We could think of others.
Yeah. Well, this would be for next year.
Yeah.
So we're
yeah.
well out from that. Okay. Parks and Trails update. Anything you want to share with us, David?
Well, we're most of our parks issues, I guess, as far as just the stuff we're having issues with, splash pads, probably worth mentioning to the group. As we talked before, we're having, it's multiple parks, but Legacy's really, it's just such a popular place with high use damage. We're having lots of issues with dogs there. Other than that, we're mostly just getting ready for all of our time and effort right now. It's going for the third of July and these events that we got coming up.
How's the marquee going at the Legacy Park? Do you feel like it's helping people not break the button to start the splash pad? Have you already had the button broken?
No, I haven't broken it. No, I think I haven't had complaints or anything, so I don't know.
When we talked about the sign previously, you had talked about doing a countdown for when it's going to start
yeah,
again.
Okay,
are you able to do that?
No,
okay.
I mean, we were looking
I love
at
that
a
idea.
Different option.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of tricky on that. There's potential for it, but the way that that's set up, the way it scrolls through stuff, you'd have to program it differently. I don't know what we really
is it just like a repeat cycle? Just scroll through these 10
yeah,
screens or whatever
it
is?
It
and is one of them that the splash pad will close down every a bit? Mm-hmm.
It shows like a clock. And it's
oh,
like
yeah, that's
out.
Right. I have seen that.
I drew
it will close for 15 minutes.
It's
or
just the icon I drew up. It's the same as on the sign. So.
Yeah. Okay. Are you happy with it?
Yeah, and I think people like the shade, so.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They do.
I've gotten tons of compliments from the shade already.
Me
yeah.
too, and the shade, especially at the park, not
yes.
just around the
that's,
splash pad.
Honestly, that's the most, every because we go over there quite a bit, and there's always people over at the playground.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost
that was a really good idea.
I was going to ask, there's still like the garbage from, I think it's like a case around the concrete or something they had? When I was over there for...
The form?
They've got a cap them still.
Okay, and so that's what that's for? Because when I was there for the farmer's market on Wednesday, so like a week ago, I'd gotten comments from a few people. They're like, why is there trash everywhere here? And I was like, well, those are newly installed. I'm sure it's related to that, but...
It's just, they just got a cap, like a concrete cap that goes over them.
Okay.
But they're making adjustments. Two of them have to be adjusted. And so they were going to do all the caps at once, but the kids have damaged all those. They're called sauna tubes.
Okay.
So... I'm not sure how they're going to do it. They're going to have to figure it out, but they got to do caps as soon as they adjust those. So
okay.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan.
So city council update. I am super excited about Liberty Fest. Like, I just think it's great that the three events are combined. That we're really bringing them all together is like, because people talk about the 3rd of July fireworks all the time, but now everybody that sees the 3rd of July fireworks sees our 5K, sees Festival of Speed. And I felt like each event was so amazing that now having them together, I don't know, I just feel like this is great.
I
so
think it's
I
good
want,
identity for the city.
It does. And I want like feedback if that adds things, takes things away, is a problem. Because we're gonna definitely want to know for next year, like, what are we going to do with Liberty Fest? Are we going to continue that? How to increase that? And then with the shirts too. Like, I had a big conversation with Ken on the shirts. Like how they're gonna do it to combine them, and so I want to see what your feedback is on those shirts.
Nola, Bruce, what do you think about combining them? How has it been for your event? Has it changed much
so
of anything?
This year it hasn't changed really anything. Although one of my sons came up from Provo today, and as he came into the city from the south, he saw the sign, and he said, I think that's cool. He liked that, so that's awesome.
How's it been for you?
Maybe you'll have to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. We got late into the game. We suggested kind of the merger of everything a while ago, but it kind of took a little bit to kind of get everything grounded. So I think this year you're probably not really going to see the bang for the buck. It'll be next year. Because I propose that we do like a sponsorship with what we talked about before, and they were kind of late going out and getting some of that stuff, but they are doing a dinner and stuff for the sponsors on the 3rd. I think a lot of the events are just kind of, we're kind of figuring out where they're going to be. And I think a year from now, we're going to start seeing better results on that stuff.
I don't know if better results
is necessarily more people either.
I agree with that, especially for the car show.
No, I think
maybe some.
Because to be honest with you, this to sound bad. I mean, really, like for like the 3rd of July, that's more people than the police and we can handle anyway up there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a great event, but it's too many people.
Mm-hmm.
People get upset about the egress and everything else, and like we're doing everything we can do. It's just too many people. So do we really want more people? No, we want everybody to come up and have fun. But
I agree.
Probably the one event that could, you know, take on more is the race, because it is a cool event and can handle it. But the other two, I don't know that you want to necessarily get a whole lot bigger either, do you?
I think every day about where we're going to put them. If I get 400 people, where am I going to put them all?
Yeah.
400, you know, cars. But you know, as in the past 2 years, we had about 300 last year. And the year before, 2016, we had 300, you know, 298. So we may have peaked out. I don't know. But those were two years where we were on July 1st, and it was an adjustment because of weekends. Other than this year is a Monday. I don't know. Who knows? We'll see.
It'll be good.
City budget was approved, so we have a park replacement budget that the city council will be awaiting for recommendation from Public Works to come to us on what to do, and then to recommend that to the city council for their review of how to spend those funds. And so I know that we preliminarily talked about maybe something with those or what we wanted to do, but that's been approved and in the budget. So that'll come up this year. Budget runs from July 1st to June 30th. So we probably want something in the fall when contractors have time to do something, or early spring when they're always busy. So we'll be talking about that. On a side note, your property taxes naturally went down. So instead of 0.145, it's 0.1355. So just as property values appreciate, property tax rate decreases commensurate, because the city receives the same amount of money unless we do a truth in taxation. So because we didn't do a truth in taxation to raise taxes, therefore everybody's property tax dropped. So anyhow, that was kind of fun with the budget. So I'm looking forward to getting that approval. And then on a side note, there's a side budget that is like park impact fee money that we can use. They're thinking of doing a tree planting project on Center Street as like a beautification and approve. So I think that would come through our group as well, just for a review and recommendation.
Probably also Igor's.
Yeah, the Igor's tree planting. They're not sure if they can use park impact fee money for both, or what they're going to do, but both of those projects they're thinking about. So I think that's my update.
So if I've got invoices for my 5K stuff, you want me to get them in?
So
yes.
If you could get them in like today.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah, that would be great. So Janice wanted all invoices in by the 15th, but if you got them in, like you emailed them tomorrow and got them through, that would be probably the best.
Okay.
I
can assemble the ones that I have.
We get money donated to this group to run all of our events, and there was a little bit of leftover money from the last calendar year, and then we have new money starting on July 1, so if we could use old money, that'd be great.
Janice?
Yeah. Do you have Janice's contact? Or
she's in
72,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
I ordered name tags.
Thank you.
So Should I email the receipt to
yes.
cancel?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you need contact, let's talk right
yeah.
after.
Yeah. And they should be getting in Friday, so just in time for
cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Events.
That'd be
yeah.
great. Thank you for
you
doing that.
Do the race? Because we can hand them out
yeah,
for
I think so.
Too.
Okay, good luck.
Is that was your...
That's my update.
Okay, so along those lines, the city ordered shirts for the rest of the group. Do you know anything about if the shirts are in?
I don't know if they're in yet.
Okay.
I just know that they've ordered them.
Do you, Sally, or do you, David, know if the city...
No,
okay.
I haven't been involved with the shirts at all.
Okay.
This Linda,
year.
I think.
Linda managed all of that.
Linda and I went and looked at the stock of shirts. She encouraged me to take some, and so I did. So we now have yellow and blue shirts. But there weren't. She thought she had several boxes full, and there are very few left. So
I think that she ordered them.
There's event staff on the back.
Okay.
I think.
The shirts
these are
that you're talking about are different. These are the red shirts that are like for the committee to wear to events, so that people know who to come ask questions to and things.
All right, and then just to because I think this is fun and is exciting. Ryan had a great idea. We talked about the whole year and calendaring out the whole year and getting the year scheduled early, and Ryan had this great idea for what we would call a retreat. Do you want to describe what that is?
Oh, no.
I love it. Okay, so the idea is we slow down. Our events really slow down. The Halloween 3K is the last big event, and then we've got a couple second Sunday concert series, but they're much less labor intensive than these events. So, starting in November, we want to be brainstorming our activities for the next year. In December, there is a Christmas dinner that we'll have. And then January, we want to do a retreat for this group where we will go. We'll have dinner together. We'll stay for a couple of hours. We'll knock out all the dates for the whole year and brainstorm lots of details and get a lot of work done. And I feel really excited about that. All right, chair notes is the section where anybody can bring up anything that they wanted to talk about that we didn't already talk about. Is there anything else?
Yeah, so fireworks, okay. When do you want us there to help set up stuff for the fireworks?
I don't think any help necessarily setting anything up.
Okay, just crowd control.
Take down.
Good luck on that.
No, the two big things are garbage cleanup the flag pickup. He's trying to get a scout troop. Really, it's not all that much work, and I'm going to have Public Works guys there helping out as well. So.
Okay, so do you need us? And if so, what time?
We need you after the event.
Okay, after the event.
Get you meeting spots and all that stuff. If you can shoot an email or something, that'd be...
Yeah, I'll have James text you or something like that.
This is who we need to contact.
Okay.
That it?
Cool. Yep, that's it.
Thanks, Gavin. Anyone else? All right. Meeting adjourned. Look at that.
6:58.
7 o'clock was our goal.